Supporters of revenue limits on state and local governments have always known that they'd have a tough time in the Wisconsin Senate. Yesterday, Chief Senate sponsor Glenn Grothman of West Bend said the proposal he originally wanted is pretty much off the table.
It would be safe to say it is very unlikely that amendment will pass this session on first consideration dealing with local units of government.
That's because a plan that would limit both state and local tax collection was trounced in the Assembly. Representatives ended up passing a pared-down measure that would only limit state tax revenue to slightly less than the average growth in personal income. But some majority Republicans say that plan is full of loopholes. For example, it would not cover so-called segregated taxes that the state collects to pay for specific expenses, like roads. Juneau Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald co-chairs the legislature's budget writing committee.
Is this what we're looking for? I don't think so.
GOP senators say they'll try to pass a tougher plan this week. That could mean following the recommendation of the state's largest business group and tying tax collection to increases in the consumer price index. That may appease some, but there are still plenty of critics who fear the kinds of cuts to services that could ensue if this were law. Dave Krieg testified yesterday on behalf of the AARP of Wisconsin.
It could be possible that libraries would have to compete with senior centers. Funding for road maintenance would have to compete with rides for elderly persons or people like me, persons with disabilities. Vital health care services could end up competing with education funding.
Krieg also expressed a sentiment shared by several GOP senators who did not speak at yesterday's hearing, that budgeting decisions should not be permanently written into the Constitution. Supporters will have to win over at least a few of them if any revenue limits are to pass. Senate leaders want to vote on the issue this week. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.